Shalom to all. Today we're going to be discussing about Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud Beis in Yud Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Esrbas Rachel, Shishi B'zach Refayin Ruziv Hagon Bikar of Mamish. We continue discussing how a Baal Bayis has to pay his worker on time, and if not, he could be over lav, maybe even two of them. The Mishnah tells us Echot Schar Adam. This is whether he hired a person to do work for him, or Echot Schar Behema, or it could be he's paying for the use of the person's animal, Echot Schar Kelim, or he's paying for the use of a person's kli. For example, he borrowed his lawnmower. Yesh by Mishum B'yamititen Scharai. There is the chiyuv of B'yamititen Schar that you have to pay him on that day, and there's also potential for the lav that you're not allowed to keep the wages of the worker with you until the morning. Now the Mishnah clarifies when a person is going to be over this lav. When is this? That's only if the worker was toivea the Baal Bayis. The worker said, hey boss, you gotta pay me. And then if the boss doesn't pay him in time, so he's either a lav or maybe two. However, if the worker was never toivea the Baal Bayis, he never said, now you have to pay me, he's not going to be over, because the pasuk says, itcha with you, and that's mashma that it has to be ledaitcha. You have to know about it. The Baal Bayis has to be informed, okay, now you have to pay. If he was never asked for wages, so he can't be over. Another situation, let's say the Baal Bayis cut off his talks or his relationship with the worker, and he sent him to a chenveni, to storekeeper, or to a shulchani, which is a money changer, and he told the storekeeper, I want you to give him food, and I'm going to pay you, or he told the money changer, you give him money, and I'll pay you. In either of these cases, ain't it over all of? Baal Bayis is not going to be over if the worker wasn't paid on time. And that's also because of the same pasuk. It says itcha. It has to be that the worker is with the Baal Bayis. But now the worker has nothing to do with the Baal Bayis. He's supposed to be collecting his wages from somebody else, and therefore the Baal Bayis is not over if the worker is not paid on time. Onto another din regarding being paid on time. Sachir, this worker, bizmanoi nishba v'noitel. If it's the time that he should be paid, meaning right now we're holding during a time period that he's supposed to be receiving his wages, and he claims that he did not get paid, he can swear and get paid. And that's because we say that the Baal Bayis is too tarred with his other workers. Let's say Baal Bayis is building a house, and there's so many different things he has to deal with, so many workers to talk to, lots of people coming and going, lots of things to deal with, and then one of the workers comes over to him and says, hey boss, you didn't pay me. We do not trust the Baal Bayis to say, yes, I did pay you, because again, he's tarred, he's too busy. Therefore, the worker is able to swear that he didn't get paid yet, and the Baal Bayis would have to pay him. However, avar zmanoi, if the time already passed, it's already past the time that he was supposed to be getting his wages, and he claims he wasn't paid yet, einoi nishba v'noitel. He does not have this ability to swear and get paid, because since it's already past the time the Baal Bayis has to pay all of his workers, now it's not busy anymore. It's a little bit calm, and we trust the Baal Bayis to be able to jog his memory to see whether or not he actually paid that worker on time, and if the Baal Bayis claims I did pay you, the worker's not believed even with a shvua. However, im yesh edim shetvoi, harizu nishba v'noitel, if the worker has edim that he was tevel the Baal Bayis bizmanei, it was the proper time to get paid, and he asked the Baal Bayis to pay him, and he wasn't paid, now even though it's after the time, he's still believed to make a shvua and get paid. Lastly, Mishnah tells us, ger toishav, and this referring to a non-Jew who accepted upon himself that he's not going to serve avodah zarah, yesh by mishum b'yamei titen scharai, there is this chiyuv of yamei titen scharai, a Baal Bayis would have to pay him on time, however, ve'ein by mishum loisal pula sachir tchad baiker, there is no lav of loisal pula sachir tchad baiker, and that's because the pasuk also says re'acha, which means your friend or your comrade, and that's referring to a yid, and not a ger toishav. And moving on to Mishnah Yud Gimel, onto a different topic, in this Mishnah we discuss a malva and a loive, a lender and borrower, and different dinim regarding the lender taking a mashkain, a collateral from the borrower. So the Mishnah tells us a malvas chaveroi, a person who lends his friend money, loy mashkinenu el bebezdin, he's not allowed to take a mashkain, a collateral from him for the loan, unless he's with Bezdin, meaning Bezdin is the one that has to do it. The lender can't just go over to the borrower and take it on his own, it has to be done through Bezdin. And furthermore, even when he's doing it with Bezdin, the shliach of Bezdin is not allowed to walk into the borrower's house to take the mashkain. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, b'chutz tamid, he has to stand outside. So even though Bezdin says, okay, loive, Mr. Borrower, you have to give such and such mashkain, we have to wait patiently outside for him to bring it from inside his house. The Mishnah continues discussing this mashkain. Let's say the loive, the borrower, had two different kalim. Each one was worth $50, let's say, and the loan was $100. So technically, both of these kalim should be given over as the mashkain for the loan. We do not do that. The malva, the lender, takes one and leaves one, and he returns the pillow during the night and the plow during the day. This has to do with the pasuk that tells us that you have to give the mashkain, the collateral, back to the borrower. For example, if the borrower gives his hammer as the mashkain, the lender is only to keep that hammer at nighttime, and he actually has to return it during the day because the borrower needs the hammer to work with. And the same thing, if the mashkain is pajamas, the lender is only allowed to take them during the day, but he has to return them at night because the guy needs his pajamas at night. However, says the Mishnah of Emes, if the loiva dies, ein emachzol yarshav, the malva does not have to return this mashkain to the yarshim, and that's because we learn, based off of the pasuk, the chiv is only to return it to the borrower himself and not to the borrower's children. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Afla atma ene machzer elach l'shem yoyim. The malva only has to return the mashkin to the loyva himself for a maximum of 30 days. And from 30 days and on, the malva, the lender, can take that mashkin and sell it in Bezdin because he wants to get his money back. But don't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. We continue with a similar din. Almana, a widow, benchi aniya, benchi ashira. Whether she's poor or wealthy, in mashkin I saw. We're not going to take a mashkin from her. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, loysach beged almana. So the pasuk tells us beferush that you're not allowed to take a mashkin from a widow. And the chiddush over here is that you might think this only applies to a poor widow. And since, as we just said before in the Mishnah, that if you borrow something from her that's supposed to be used during the day, you have to return it to her at night, and vice versa, there's a chashash that if we keep on seeing this man by the almana's house in the morning and at night, people are going to think that she's doing something inappropriate with him. But a wealthy woman who doesn't need her mashkin back, maybe we are allowed to take a mashkin from her. And that's the chiddush that the pasuk tells us beferush, lo yisachbo beged almana. No taking a mashkin from an almana. On to another din of mashkin, hachayvos arechayim. If a person takes a rechayim, a millstone, as a mashkin, oiver b'loisase, he's oiver loisase, v'chay mishum shnei kelim, and he's oiver actually for taking two separate kelim. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, lo yachbal rechayim v'rochev. Don't take as a mashkin a rechayim and a rochev. And a millstone is made up of two parts. The rechayim is the lower part, the rechev is the upper part, and so when he takes the whole millstone, he's actually oiver for taking two kelim. And a further clarification of this, v'lo rechayim v'rochev v'lvad amru, it's not just rechayim and rechev, these two parts of the millstone, that a person is not to take as a mashkin. El kol davar sha'osen b'echal nefesh. It's anything that a person uses for food. If he takes that as a mashkin, he's chayiv. Shenemar, because the pasuk says ki nefesh uchayvel. He's taking the person's very nefesh. He's taking his soul. And this has to do with all food-related items. One is not allowed to take those as a mashkin. It would have to be something not food-related. We're going to stop here for the day and pick it tomorrow with Parak Yod, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.